with your local sports update, I'm A.J. Brammer. In high school softball action Tuesday, Breckenridge County beat Shady Spring, West Virginia 4-1 and Central Hardin fell to Lancaster, Ohio 6-2. Area softball action today will see Breckenridge County versus North Lincoln, North Carolina at 2 and North Hardin versus LaSalle, Peru, Illinois at 4 and versus Bethlehem at 6. In high school baseball action Tuesday, Meade County beat Shelby County 11-6. Area baseball action today will see Central Hardin versus Allen County Scottsville at 11 and versus Madisonville North Hopkins at 1, Meade County versus Callaway County at 11, Thomas Nelson versus Southwestern at 11:30, Elizabethtown versus Cumberland County at 3, Grayson County versus Western Hills at 3 and versus Priceville, Alabama at 8, and Nelson County versus Nicholas County at 7. The St. Louis Cardinals picked up another win at Petco Park Tuesday, defeating the San Diego Padres 5-2. Wilson Contreras drove in 2 on a home run, while Brendan Donovan scored twice, going 2-for-4. Miles Mikolas earned the win after striking out 4 and scattering 2 runs and 7 hits over 6 innings, while Ryan Helsley struck out 2 in the ninth to earn the save. The Cardinals will look to complete the sweep this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies put up 5 runs in the 7th on their way to a 9-4 victory over the Cincinnati Reds Tuesday. Spencer Steer went 3-for-4 and drove in a run. Graham Ashcraft was tagged with a loss after allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and striking out 5 over 6 innings. The Reds and Phillies will meet at Citizens Bank Park this afternoon for the rubber match. While most of the attention is on this weekend's Final Four, another postseason tournament will play its championship game this evening. The men's NIT championship will see the Indiana State Sycamores and the Seton Hall Pirates square off at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Seton Hall is in the NIT finals for the first time since 1953, reaching the finals after beating Georgia 84-67. Indiana State advances to its first postseason tournament championship since reaching the national championship with Larry Bird in 1979. They beat Utah 100-90 to advance. The Pirates and Sycamores were both number one seeds in the NIT after getting snubbed by the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. More people tuned in to watch the Iowa-LSU Women's Basketball Elite Eight matchup Monday than ever in the history of college basketball on ESPN. The matchup scored an average of 12.3 million viewers, breaking the previous record for most watched women's basketball game, last year's national championship matchup between the two teams, which averaged 9.9 million viewers. The Hawkeyes will take on UConn in the Final Four Friday, with the winner playing the winner of South Carolina versus North Carolina State in Sunday's national championship. With sports, I'm A.J. Brammer. Thanks for tuning in.